Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning.
What a wonderful morning.
It's really beautiful. Do you know, I come up here, I heard a noise just feet away.
Yeah.
It was a jay.
Nice.
Having a little row with a raven.
And nice.
Before that, I saw a wren. So and I heard blackbirds singing and great tits going dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee in the tops of the tree. It's beautiful, isn't it?
So does this mean it's spring?
It's spring.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I'm also wearing a hoodie, and it's too blooming hot.
Yeah, it is a bit hot, actually. Yeah, it's nice. It's lovely. Lovely it's temperature.
Good day for it. And how are you doing? We're going to run up the... We're doing a bit of a classic. Actually, let's address this straight away. We're going to go out to the park and walk around the wood. But there have been some requests...
Oh, yeah.
...for longer episodes.
Well, we will next week. Let's do one.
Yeah, well,
let's go on a long ramble.
Chimes in with Tuesday. Something I was saying, because you might have noticed, listener, that when we go to Hampstead Heath, you get a slightly shorter episode.
Right.
It's because it's just really nice to run around once.
Yeah.
But next time we go...
Run around twice.
We're going twice.
Yeah.
And that will also service...
That's a way...
Basically, a lot of people are messaging us their estimated half marathon time.
Right.
And asking for a podcast exactly that.
Oh, okay.
Which isn't...
We can do that.
It's not completely... We're practical. Going up there. But we'll give it a go.
Yeah. No, it's nice to do some longer, especially as some events are coming around and people are going to start to run for longer. And
a bit of training.
Yeah.
So we can talk more about that, but let's find out where you're at. How are you feeling fitness-wise?
I'm feeling like I'm starting to take a bit more shape, actually. I'm losing a little bit of weight.
I thought just the moment we started then, your form looked more... I don't know, a little bit keener.
I'm just losing a bit of weight. I mean, I've lost about half a stone in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And that's just been doing the 18.6 or whatever it is. What is it? 16.8?
Yeah.
16.8,
18.6. 16.8. They both add up to 24, I mean.
Yeah. It's just been eating less food in a shorter window.
Yeah.
And I've been doing... A bit more running.
Yeah.
Not loads, just a bit more. I've been running from work. I haven't done the to and from work yet, but I've been running from work.
That's good.
That's been nice.
And have you eaten anything differently, or are you just doing intermittent fasting?
Yeah, just intermittent fasting and a bit more running. And only like 8 miles a week more.
Yeah.
But it's still a bit, isn't it? You still notice.
Yeah, and I think also... You can never underestimate... We kind of got near this the other day. You can never underestimate the power of positive intention.
Yeah.
You know, when you add a couple of miles a week to your run, you send a message to your body, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even if...
Yeah. No, you're right.
Physically, it's up to it. I think just your brain hearing it.
It's a slight it's the kind of turning... What happened there?
We both went really, it was so widespread. It was quite sweet because me and you were both 2 metres out on opposite sides of the park and walk and three women in the middle and they were like just...
Gabbling along quite merrily, yeah.
Oh, I don't know him. Oh, he's lovely. It was a really good... it was just a really nice shake to the socials of the thing.
But it's that slight turning of the axis, isn't it? From like running... course, for a while we're suffering with injuries and stuff, and
yeah,
lockdown, consumption rate. Hey, look, running sort of something you do to moderate your excesses. To yeah. running becomes a bit more central.
Yeah, yeah,
sort
yeah.
of thing. And I feel, I can
that's
feel
right,
that.
Because you've got this kind of forward arrow rather than this flat line.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah, I can yeah. feel that.
Also, it ties in with something else I really like. That well, so you because you've talked about. What do you call it when we have a plan for a run and you have to start positive visualization?
Yeah.
Right? So, and we know about it from training. I am going to run
yeah.
sub three, you know, in
yeah,
a marathon.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes.
I
yeah.
am going to
yeah.
Run all the way around at the park run on Saturday.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and it's interesting the difference between saying that and saying, oh, I hope I do or I might.
Yeah, I'm gonna really try.
Yeah, it's about... Yeah. taking control of your own destiny, you know. A bit like the reverse of it, it's my son at the weekend.
Right.
I'm going to write you thank you cards for your birthday presents this Saturday, bud.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Even when yeah. we quoted Yoda back at him.
Yeah.
Suddenly. But I mean, yeah, one of the things I love, and I think I've said it before, but I'm not sure how clearly I've caught it, is... When Adrian on the yoga talks about the mantra or the intention for the day,
yeah,
you know, I think it's a bit fluffy or spiritual, but she always directs it back to your life.
Yeah.
You know, she'll say, change it to something that makes sense to you, make it relevant to something you think about today. And then it takes a while to, so you go from what was the words on the YouTube video, you know, and something like, I embrace, say.
Yeah.
And then you think about it, think, oh, well, I know what I'm going to do. And you embrace the fact that today's the day I do my tax return and I'm going to lean into it, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then...
Yeah.
And it's a graded process, you know, take a minute to get your head in that space.
No,
it's and then she always says, and now consider it already done.
Yeah.
And I think that is great.
That's
I want to
nice.
Keep
yeah.
reminding myself of that mantra.
Yeah.
Consider it already done. It doesn't mean you've done it.
No.
That's not the same. It means that you believe that it's going to happen. So in the wider scheme of things, it's happened.
Yeah, you've paved the way for it to happen.
Yeah.
But when you say, I'm going to try really hard. And of course, we're, you know, when you're in a race, you are, there's an effort involved. You're trying really hard.
Yes.
But when you verbalise that, you're basically saying, you're already paving the way for the great excuse at the end where, yeah, but I tried really hard.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you're giving yeah. the positive or negative is yeah. a gift you give yeah. to yourself that you're going to open later.
I've got, like, yeah, we should try meet up. We'll never meet up. Yeah. yeah.
I'll give you a call.
Yeah.
But that's it, isn't it? And I think that there's something subtle and interesting behind this in terms of physical endeavour, which is that... It's being really present and really aware of yourself and what work you're doing, and yet also taking one step back from that, you know?
Yeah.
So when you're running really fast or far or both, or really leaning into a twisty, turny yoga pose, then the idea of being aware and being present is kind of almost... counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Because you kind of sit your brain, your identity back on it. And it says, okay, here we are. This is difficult.
Yeah.
This hurts. But just take a moment, just breathe through it. And suddenly, even though you're right there with your legs or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're, at the same time, you're distancing yourself from the messages they're sending you. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. No, I see that, yeah. So you've been doing a lot of yoga.
Is that coming across? funny enough, I noticed the other day when we went out to Ali Pali that when I run to meet you,
yeah,
and particularly if you add all the coffees I've had, and just I irritate myself listening back to the podcast last week, just hear me going...
What the initial...
Yeah.
That's
the
good,
initial
though.
Download.
It's good.
But the reason it's funny is it was a really nice, long, deep stretch
yeah.
yoga practice today. And I thought, well, take that energy and maybe you can be a bit more present and a bit more considered at the beginning of running commentary. Anyway.
It's good to get it out. It's good to have a good bubble. I get a more... social thing because of the work thing. So I'm getting more chats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get the opposite because there's a little bit more work on for me and my freelance wife at home.
Yeah.
We don't talk to each other for an hour, a couple of hours at a time.
Right.
It's the same thing. I just rack up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything I ever think.
Do you actually make a list? Do you actually make a list?
Doesn't need to be written down.
I've got a few things. I'm like that though. I'm sometimes a bit more keen to chat to my wife than my wife is to chat to me.
And especially me and my wife are both a lot keener to chat to our children than they are to chat to us.
Especially when my wife's met a mate for a walk or something, I always want to know everything they talked about.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm that guy.
Yeah,
I want the gossip. But that detachment thing is quite interesting for me because I'm spending a lot of time at work feeling pretty stupid.
Right.
Like, because I'm the daftest guy in the office, you know. I'm the guy. They've all got science degrees.
That's what you bring.
And they're all working in pharmacy, and I'm just, I don't have a science degree.
Yeah.
And I don't understand anything. But then you get moments of stress. Like the other day, we're on the COVID ward, so we're in all our gear.
Yeah.
And we go into the storeroom to drop off supplies. And this lovely...
Well, I call it your PPE kit.
Yeah. I mean,
like
my PPE kit.
It's a PPE kit.
I'm naked on the floor of the COVID ward trying to get my PPE kit on.
That's a mistake. Nice callback. I've got these legs on the wrong way. Yeah.
That is embarrassing. And the girl I'm working with gives me a special little bag for a specific patient.
Yeah.
Says, this has to go downstairs now. You just go and do it now.
This is important.
Yeah, so I've got one thing to do, but I'm also looking after these big cages. You know the cages where people push things around in hospital? So I'm one of those guys. I'm pushing around that. And then, so I push the cage, and I've got the important medicine. And I push it to the edge of the ward, and that's where you take off all your PPE stuff.
Yeah.
Which is not without...
Take off your pants.
Yeah, yeah. Take off your pants, stick them on your head, and start flicking towels at everyone. And... But it's quite stressful because you've got to do it in a certain way, etc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then this woman turns up, and she's the chaplain of the hospital.
Oh my goodness, the levels of responsibility are just stack and stack.
Yeah, but so of course I get really excited and want to chat to the chaplain.
Yeah.
So I pick up the cage, we go outside, I chat to the chaplain, we get downstairs, we go down in the lift, and I get right to the edge of the pharmacy, and then I realise I've left the medicine upstairs. Which means I've got to go upstairs, put on all the gear again. Do you know?
Oh,
it's just stuff like that.
Well,
do you know what I mean? It's things
absolutely.
Like my concentration so kind of haphazard and just not used to having to take one important thing from here to there whilst doing something else.
It's an ongoing process, and ultimately I think probably a healthy one, I suppose.
I think it is, yeah.
I think as we get older, obviously, different learnings and different rhythms are much harder to work with. You get, what's the phrase, set in our ways.
Yeah, totally.
But when it comes down to it, you're not daft, are you?
No, you're an intelligent,
wise man.
I'm just way more interested.
You're just a bit of an idiot.
The paradox is I'm also a fool, but I'm also really interested in chatting to the chaplain and what she's been going through. But it's if I could just get employed to wander around chatting to everyone, that'd be a great gig.
All right, Patch Adams.
Yeah. But then also this
I like the way I combine that with the PPE. Here he comes, Mr. Comedy.
Yeah. But this
that's a good one, Paul.
This idea of
take this downstairs.
Of things that people can never tell you everything you need to know about the job.
Yeah.
Because there's too much to think of. So there's one thing I had to do with these big cages again. You've got these double doors leading out of the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And no one told you that if you press the green, you know that sometimes you press a green button at the side of things to go through doors.
Yeah.
To release it.
Yeah.
That if you press that, it releases both doors.
Right.
Because I never did it, so it would only release one door. Which means I'm trying to squeeze this cage through the one door.
Like it's an airlock.
Yeah, and everyone's looking at me like I'm an idiot. And it's catching posters and it's ripping. And I did that all day. And then someone just showed me. And obviously, it's a lot easier if you can open both doors.
Yeah,
but do you know what I mean? It's that kind of idiotic.
Yeah, but how are you to know?
Yeah, idiot. Yeah, because no one tells you. Do you know?
Well, you know, talking about things, it is like being at school again, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm never forgetting that when I moved out, because, you know, I lived in London, went out to the country, And I bought myself a rugby top because it was on the list.
Right.
You know, like going to Hogwarts.
Yes, yeah.
And the very first lesson on the very first day...
We'll have to do this.
...was rugby.
Right.
And I've never...
Quite stressful.
They didn't have it at my school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my family, you know, my sporty family aren't into it. I'm not into sport.
Yeah.
I had no knowledge, no cultural experience of rugby at all. And the people at my new school, they couldn't conceive of this.
Yeah, that's a
so
very...
So the teacher didn't say
a very
anything
stressful
to me.
Situation.
Just put the clothes on and went out into the field.
Yeah.
And I kept, you know, sort of realising more and more that no one was going to take me to one side. You know the bit of parkrun? You know, who's new to this parkrun?
Yeah.
I love it. I need that stuff.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I want that information. And
especially with a sport like rugby.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, I started to ask, but by the time I'm asking, I realised the teachers let me down. Just asking my school colleagues.
Yeah.
I'm avoiding the word friends because remember I've just met them.
Yes. Yeah.
Seconds ago, and I'm like, So what's this then?
Yeah.
It's important to drop in. As a big fella, right?
Yeah.
So what happens as soon as we start? I get picked for prop. It's like, guys, seriously, take a moment because I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
And then, and they couldn't, as I say, they couldn't, when I said that, they kind of couldn't hear me. Do you know what I mean? They'd never met anyone who didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And anyway, so then I sort of, the way I went into the scrum, I'm like walking and standing up. And they're
of course, of course.
Put your head down. Yeah. And then strangers have got their arms around my head and shoulders. I'm like, that's weird.
Someone's got their...
reaches up between my legs and grabs the front of my shirt.
Someone's got their arm between your gonads.
Yeah.
What is this?
It's the furthest out of my comfort zone I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, that's...
It's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Kind of like, that is what it's like, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like, why is everyone rolling around on the floor fighting all of a sudden? Is this... Careful.
It's less dramatic, but about half an hour later... I was expected to tackle someone.
Right.
There's a little guy.
Yeah.
Running towards me with the ball. And everyone starts shouting.
Yeah.
And then I didn't do anything.
Yeah. But what are you meant to do?
Oh, dearing. And actually, it wasn't even dramatic like it would be in a film. Because it's like if you're making a film about somebody who didn't know they're in a film.
Yeah.
You know, so even at the end of the scene, I was just standing there going, what?
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. When everyone started shouting, I thought I'd done something wrong. And at that point, I hadn't actually done anything wrong yet.
Yeah, that's crazy. That sort of... It's interesting, though, isn't it? Because when you... It's easy to underestimate how little people know.
Yeah.
When they don't know anything.
And when you move in circles, you know, when you move with other people who do certain things.
Yeah.
You just assume certain things are basic knowledge.
Yeah.
That's why some things just slip through the net and you find out things... So late on.
Yeah.
And you think, wow, everyone knew this.
It's like, it's a bit like comedians, which it's so difficult to get it right. And you're new at it, and then you start getting it right, and you work out how to do it, which is a long journey. And then people give you grief for doing 2 minutes too long. And you realise you've violated. I've spent years working out how to master this art.
Yeah.
And now I'm in trouble on the practical level because I've overrun by 2 minutes, which is...
Yeah, but then you go later on and you realise you're feeling really bad, and then you realise that all the comedians telling you what to do and why are not objective, but completely subjective.
They'll
literally come on and say, oh, great, you were really funny before me.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You're in competition,
Going back to your PPE kit... And being on the ward, one of the people who, I just want to say our regular massive thank you. I never know how to put it to words because just so grateful to the people who support us via the support button on the Acast thing. Because honestly, every time we read all these messages, it's really heart-filling. And in between them all, the little anonymous, no message contributions.
Yeah, that's lovely.
They're just the same.
It's so kind, isn't it?
So anyway, one of the people who got in touch was Kirsty, who said that she's really been inspired. And, you know, we take full credit for all her physical endeavours. But she's a nurse matron on who's set up a mass vaccination thing.
Wow.
I mean, you know, talk about frontline stuff.
Yeah.
And she's doing plenty of running.
Good
and
her.
She's 3 weeks, in fact, it was a while ago, so she might have done it now, but 3 weeks into 30 days of yoga.
Wow.
So, go to it.
Nice, really nice, yeah.
But you're just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, it is really.
It's lovely.
It's very kind of people, yeah. And also, a shout to the Sock Finger Puppet Brigade. It's 40 Runs Running Club.
Yes.
Lovely people. I did a podcast with them during lockdown because I do a book club. So we right. did a, as I'm sure they'll be in touch with you to do one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really nice community. And we will be giving at least photo action very soon of the sock puppets.
Yeah, that was someone else, Boo, got in touch and said we need to see pictures.
The you will is, see pictures.
I'm a photographer and I haven't seen them yet.
Don't worry.
And also, I felt
it's
bad.
All in hand, literally.
Absolute clarity. We do want. Why do dogs always lick my legs? Always my legs. I don't know why. I must have particularly bacony ankles. Yeah, because I saw Paula Radcliffe getting her record on Twitter.
Right.
Just this morning. She's so fantastic. Yeah. And so Steve, in fact, I was talking about Steve Cram. Yeah. My wife, me and my wife ran to Victoria Park and back.
Yeah.
And there's this island when you cross quite a big road.
Yeah.
I remember being on it and thinking, taking that moment because I had to stop during the Great North Run in September. And Steve Cram said, "Oh, you've done 11 miles now. You're going to be feeling it." And I was like, "Oh, Steve, you're telling me my life."
Yeah.
So I want to make it absolutely clear how affectionate and indeed how discreet from their originals.
Yeah.
Steve Cram and Paul.
Yeah, so far away as to be almost unrecognisable.
Why we need the puppets, so that they can give.
It's cartoonish. That was a real highlight meeting, you know, Steve at the National Running Show.
Of course,
wasn't
I forgot
it?
You did.
Yeah,
no, I was annoyed about this.
Yeah. I had a good old chat with him. Yeah, he's great.
What did he tell you were doing great? You're doing great. It's like, head off back to your hotel room.
You're at the fourth glass, Paul. Everything's fine, but I can sense you're on the turn.
You've had one, two, three, four, five glasses of wine.
No, he was, he'd had a few himself, actually. He was looking pretty chilled out.
He's hammered, wasn't he, Paul?
For me, that's like meeting a real... I'm being a bit pithy about it, but it is like meeting a real hero for me, to meet Steve Cram.
Oh, my goodness.
He was absolutely huge for me.
I mean, he's the triple, isn't he? He's a fantastic athlete in and of himself.
Yeah.
He's an incredible inspiration and a coach. Yeah. And it's our generation, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You watched him on the telly.
He's our generation. He's also from the northeast as well, so I used to run in the occasional race that he used to run in.
Yeah.
There's just...
And I know that people from the northeast, like Angie Andrews, just love it when we do our northeast accent. Because we're so great.
We're so...
Can't help ourselves. Travelling around.
Steve Tyne Cram.
Tyneside.
For Jarrow
can't
and
Can't really tell.
Now, he
can't
had
make the bird fly from out the box.
He had such
by using hot oil.
He had such a great style, Steve Cram. I remember such a tall, kind of prancing, long-strided style when he hit form in 83, 84, 85, 86.
Yeah.
He was incredible. He was such a good runner.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Sebco at the same time over, of course, it was... It doesn't get better than that.
No, and there was a certain... It's interesting what you're saying about the North East, because there was a certain culture war to the thing as well, wasn't there? There was, you know, politics and geography all came together. It was fascinating.
Yeah, yeah, we had some
I remember
great
loving
Stephen.
He's just such a cool guy.
Yeah, he was a cool...
And he looked like a real guy.
A cool maverick, wasn't he? Yeah.
Just good-looking in a... In a, like someone, I don't know, like one of those 80s pop stars. Like when I say pop stars, I mean definitely not Spandau Ballet. I mean like alternative, you know?
Sort of half alternative pop star, but half some bloke you just see working down the docks at six of the morning sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, it feels like in those days, maybe it's just because of who my brother's friends were, but it just felt like some bloke you'd see behind the desk at the Dole office.
Yeah.
You'd see them later that day in some kind of goth synth band playing the scariest, most interesting music you've ever heard. It was a good time.
Yeah. And how's your...
So, if I'm not going to see them...
don't worry, you're going to see them. I'm going to take the photos today. I'll take them
today. ...have been required.
And how's your running been, mate? What have you been up to?
Yeah, good.
How was the boozing last week? What was that? What's the boozometer?
I mean, it was great. I've really cracked it.
Yeah.
I'm getting really good at it.
Oh, good. Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm upping, not more than 10% a day, but I've really upped my intake.
And that's great.
Mixing it up, you know, it's kind of like fartlek. Yeah. Sometimes it's lager, sometimes wine, sometimes cocktails. The other day, we were running out of gin and vodka, so I had both in my martini. Okay. You know, mixing it up, doing a bunch of different stuff.
So how many times did you drink last week?
Well, this is the thing. It was a bad week.
Right.
Also,
what happened?
I'm going to come back to this.
So good.
I just want to say that another thing, we had a few messages from someone called Running Bear. And one of the things they asked was, is the theme tune us? It's all me.
Yeah.
It's all me, Running Bear.
Yeah.
And it's no instruments on it or anything. Because if you don't know, I actually love the idea that people who know running commentary and particularly, of course, might well come to it via you and Runner's World and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know I'm a musical comedian or a musician at all. Anyway, it's me. It's me doing the theme tune. And the reason I mention this now is because I'm thinking of brightening up the show by every time we talk about something we always talk about.
Yeah.
I think I should have a little jingle.
A little theme tune.
Yeah. What you been drinking?
Yeah.
Sir Rob, what you been drinking? The way it works is, Tuesday is a bit of a dangerous... When I was doing comedy...
Yeah.
And ever since my wife's had a art club for 8 to 12-year-olds...
Right.
Tuesday night has been a bit of a Friday night for us.
Right.
And last week, We both, without much doubt at all, said, oh yeah, and had a nice drink on Tuesday night.
Right.
We're walking across a log, across a mud patch at the moment, by the way. It's incredibly exciting. I'm going to get a photo of it. Hold on, take a second. We said, oh, we're having a drink tonight on Tuesday night. Which at the time seemed like a really brilliant idea with no downsides. But I did not have another night off drinking.
Right.
I wonder for the rest of the week, right to Sunday.
Oh, sorry. I wonder if we could cut through and try and make
lead the way. Tuesday night drinking report.
That's unusual for you, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been being pretty strict recently.
Yeah.
I think when it comes down to it, it would be easier for me to take a proper break.
Right.
You know, like if this was a non coronavirus time and I was signed up for an April marathon,
yeah,
then I'd take 4 months off drinking fairly effortlessly.
Right.
It's in my nature to turn those switches on and off, you know, but this some days on some days off thing,
yeah,
I'm not as good at that, because it's a bit like that negative intent we were talking about earlier on. It's a constant reminder that you might.
Yes.
It makes it much harder to be strict.
Yeah, it's...
But genuinely, I've been doing 4 days. 4 days off, 3 days. Up to 3 days on it. And then on the 3 days on, not going crazy. I mean, I haven't been really... You know, I haven't had an accidental Zoom call hammered for a long time.
Right.
So, you know, it's not as bad as it sounds. And it was a depressing week last week.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I'm still on the just drinking one day a week tip.
Yeah, it's good.
Which is purely because the idea of doing what I do with a hangover is so stressful.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to drink a bit less on the day I drink as well.
That's good.
Which is great, let's face it, it's fantastic.
Well, I think that's something we can
and
do.
And that's part of the reason why I'm feeling a bit different as well.
Intermittent fasting is that, you know, I'm really strict about that, again, because the switch is on.
Yeah.
I just stop mid-evening, stop taking anything with calories in it in.
Yeah, that's great.
Which, unfortunately, even includes gin and slim line tonic.
And we're both doing all right.
Yeah.
Doing all right with it, but I feel the difference. And we're trying to drink less on the night I do drink. We managed to get through 2.5 bottles between us.
Yeah.
But that was less than the 3.5 we got through the previous week.
Yeah, an incremental.
So the idea
changes.
Is to just bring it down.
That's right. Are you...
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I... Back to the running. I just feel like I'm running slightly faster in general. And it really is. It's a woken up body thing, you know. I don't know how fast I ran to you this morning. But I didn't think
it must be part of it as well. we're emerging from hibernation as well. There's an aspect of that, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. All those birds singing.
Society's curve. Opening up. We are as well.
It's nature, isn't it?
All right.
Okay. That was a real shame, wasn't it? Because you did a really nice summary, kind of philosophical, completely pinned it down.
Yeah.
And we knew that we were going to totally... throw to Steve and get a break there, and you would just peel off like the end of a TV program and go to the toilet, and the toilet was closed, wasn't it?
It's almost like a sort of end of chapter.
Yeah,
but never mind.
Now instead of that, you've got to run across this big field clenching. It's hanging right on.
I can do it.
Hanging in there.
I can do it.
That's the other thing we have to talk about. The older, I can't digest booze anymore.
Right.
So if I want to sort out my guts,
yeah,
I've got to stop drinking.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel a little bit as well.
Yeah.
And I notice a difference massively, you know.
It's funny, these things, as your body ages. I mean, I have to be honest about how bad my knee is.
Yeah.
And I'm not honest about it. I'm in denial about it. Because when I'm running and when I'm doing yoga, which is not nothing, because I do spend... You know, I use the knee in quite dramatic ways I wouldn't normally.
Yeah.
And I'm fine. So I just carry on and keep on keeping on. And I'm upping my miles on the week, running fast runs. The rest of the time, around the house, my knee barely works.
Really?
I need to get some physio.
Is it hurting now?
I'm aware of it.
Right.
Hurting is strong.
Right.
But if we stopped and then we walked up a short flight of steps...
You'd feel it.
I'd go, or if I get home and sit down for 10 minutes with it bent and then stand up, it's really going to hurt. I need physio.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Again, if we had a little theme tune, this should be a little theme tune as well.
Oh, go on. What's the subject? I'll sing you one.
Well, getting older.
slow creep of death. I think I'm getting older. Mortality.
And it's the accommodation
we've got. Of course, blended with injury reports.
Yes, yeah. Although we're doing all right. We're doing okay for that, aren't we, at the moment? Touch wood.
Yeah, my knee!
Yeah, touch wood, but not too vigorously, or else you'll pull something. it's that realisation that you just got to change certain things.
Yeah.
And you can get fit and fast again, but you're not going to be able to get fit and fast again and get really drunk even once a week.
No.
Because it takes 3 days out of your week.
Yeah, so. And also, it is, you know, when it comes down to it, there's a positive right at the end there, because we've done enough running in that time to realise that you can't just maintain fitness.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, it's a good urge and it's something we can try and do, but it's always a balancing act and it's always a shifting, changing thing. And to do it for long enough that's obvious and you can look at a time when it was different is healthy. You know, it's a healthy reminder that our relationship with our bodies and our exercise is a constantly shifting, changing thing.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, though. I mean, because it's the same with stand-up, isn't it? It's like,
yes,
if you're standing still, you're going backwards.
Yeah.
And it's sort of the same with fitness, isn't it? Because your body's changing, you're getting older.
It's the same with everything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's totally human to think, oh, good, this is the way things are.
Yeah.
That isn't true of anything, really.
No.
And this is why we must always be... you should never take anything for granted. The things you want to change, you have to change.
Yeah.
The things you want to stay the same, you have to keep safe.
I'm reminded of the that quote from House of Cards.
Oh, yeah.
By a political operative who said, to improve is to change, to perfect is to change constantly.
Yes.
And it's, and another, it's true, and you try and deny it.
Yeah. Another Adrian thing she said yesterday was that she read an article by a top for another yoga practitioner.
Yeah.
And they were saying that as they got more experienced and older, they realised that it wasn't about doing fancy, twisty, impossible things, but about really finding the quality in the basic toolkit, you know?
Yeah.
That if you're the best yoga practitioner in the world, you can do, in your 25th year of doing it, you can go into a Rock Warrior One and really pay attention to it, and you'll find new things in it.
Yeah.
And that's, again, true in every aspect of life.
Yeah.
I think, in particularly in art, you know, I always think it's amazing when a really experienced, mature artist, whether it's a visual artist or someone in the band or an actor. Oh, look, Anthony Hopkins got Oscar nomination for a bit of acting.
Yeah.
He's just done, you know. This is
yes,
a guy who's
yeah,
been
yeah,
at the top of his game for decades.
The father, yeah.
And now he'll be finding new, simple things within the basic toolkit of his job, you know?
Yeah.
I used to tour these fun kids' shows before as a comedian. And when I first did them, I made up stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Just so much improv. You know, and it's a lot of fun. But I think probably for my co-presenter, my audiences, it's exhausting, you know? Like
yes.
Sort of constant jazz soloing.
Yeah.
And after doing it for a while, I started to realise you can do the same joke you did yesterday.
Yeah.
This is a brand new audience.
Yes.
If you find new, fresh quality in it, it'll always be good.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw Rush play their 1980-81 album Moving Pictures in its entirety.
Yeah.
They played it so well. They might as well have made it up that day.
Yeah.
And it was 30 years later.
Yeah, that's good. That's, that book by Angie Martin Yelling, Running with the Midpack, is part of that.
Yeah.
Part of that kind of...
finding the quality right
in the centre. Yeah, I've just been working through it, and it's a lovely book. And it's really simple about getting a nice relationship with your running, where it helps your life and changes with your life, and simple goal setting and not becoming a victim of it. A lot of the stuff that we talk about,
what I was gonna say, accessible. It really calls back, doesn't it? It really links in. It's a deeper discussion of what we were saying earlier on about that objectivity. If you're present in the activity, you can kind of do that almost at the exact time as you realise that it's not that difficult.
Yeah,
it's a simple thing.
He's really big on all that trust the process stuff, and I'm a bit more rough and ready and kind of just a little bit more.
It's true, he's always wanting to wrestle, I've got to tell you.
He's just a bit more comedian. I'm just a bit more haphazard the way I approach running, but everyone's at their own process with it, aren't they? Everyone's, and that's a really
and
nice.
And they're all correct, aren't they? I mean, it's like, I always come back to the music analogy, but it's basically, you know, you want to stroll up with your clarinet and throw out jazzy solos.
Yeah.
But they're not going to work unless there's a really solid rhythm section, you know?
Yeah.
And when I was a drummer, I had exactly that thing I was talking about. I used to be so faffy, you know, loads of big fills and fancy beats.
Right.
They were fun, but I realised that I was getting somewhere when we were playing a song that had a really simple beat, but it was at a really nice speed and people wanted to dance to it.
Yeah.
I just sat on the beat.
And you felt at home with it, sort of.
Yeah, and just realised I didn't need to embellish. I didn't need to reassert.
He's off again.
Exactly, you don't need to embellish. You don't need to reassert your originality and invention with every step, in running and in life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've noticed this week, and someone pointed it out on social media, the truism of, you just get better when you add a bit more running.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more, you know. But I'll be looking forward to, you know, when we're talking about society starting to open up again, things starting to open up, and I feel that, you know, the first races and stuff will be...
Yeah.
They'll be interesting, and I don't want to pull up halfway through my first part run back. I'm going to have to do some faster.
Got to be ready.
Before that.
Well, this makes you think of so many of our friends doing stuff, which I think is totally on this pathway, partly because of where they're running, partly because it's spring, and partly because of events in the future. Look at Michelle, who's had the delayed 10 marathons in 10 days. She's always been off.
She's been at that for months.
So I didn't
quite
get you. It's delayed. She was injured.
She's so tough. She's so tough, isn't she?
And then there was Frogate.
Yeah.
Did you read this? She went at the other day and had a triple loop.
Right.
It got longer and longer and longer. It was
right.
8 and 11 and whatever the rest of 26 is or something.
Yeah.
So I'd do a triple loop. And then got to quite a deep puddle.
Right.
Oh, I just run through that. Very nearly trodden a frog. Right. In fact, it's a big frog. I don't want to freak you out, Michelle, but my feeling is it might have been a toad.
That was
fun.
No, she's out there in all weathers, battling away.
Do you remember when we met Lydia on Hampstead Heath?
Yes, I do remember that, yes.
She ran a marathon in training the other day.
Did she really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I mean, talking about all that stuff,
that's incredible,
getting older
and
settling in. I don't think she's been running all that long and just building up distance further and further. And also really nice because it's all around here. Of course, if you run 26 miles around here, you can run Park and Walk and Highgate Wood and Hampstead Heath all
the same.
Yes,
do all the parks, yeah.
And she did, so it was nice to know that.
Sounds
that
was... like she's on a great trajectory, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And I'm looking forward to seeing all the new runners.
Yep.
All the new runners who've started.
Come back to things, yeah. Oh, someone, who else was it? Oh, yeah. Is it? I think it's Rhiann. Might be Ryan. It's an odd way of spelling Ryan.
Yeah.
Anyway, got a charity place in London Marathon and was celebrating that, but also got in touch with something I enjoyed. You know, people quite often get embarrassed by laughing because we're in their ears.
Yeah.
When they're out running around. This is a slight variation on that. Apparently, pulled up once on a hot day in an open-top car, and we were doing our very sensible podcast, we started singing a song about Vaseline.
Oh, okay.
Vass your nuts
Vass
on the morning.
Vass your nips down.
Excuse me while
song.
I lower my pants. Vass your nuts, Vass your nuts.
I remember really enjoying some kind of nip chorus. Dear listener, if you remember the nip chorus of that great song, let us know. Oh,
we love the pre-race lube.
I've got another friend checking I wanted to chat out to, again tying in with our memories. Our friend Helen ran the virtual Bath Half.
All right.
At the weekend. Poor Bath Half.
Helen Iveson.
Yes, that's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Hello, Helen. Excellent work. And poor, because of course the Bath Half was cancelled.
Yeah.
Before.
Just cancelled, was it?
Yeah, and it was cancelled before that because the Beast from the East, do you remember?
Yes.
He went down to do it because.
Yes.
We did it sponsored with Comedia, Barry Castagnola and Al Barry. All those memories are coming up because that's this weekend. It's a weekend of memory. I don't think it's an accident. I think it's spring.
Yeah.
This is when things happen, including lockdowns, unfortunately. So here's to it.
Yeah, here's to it.
Lots of excellent running at the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do feel a difference, just these little extra 4 miles here and there. Because 4 miles is like, it's a run. It's not a short run, but it's nowhere near a long run.
No.
It's just a nice, but yeah.
Well, I've been feeling...
For somewhere where I'm at, it feels a bit more respectable than three, for instance.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And the funny thing is,
weird thing about the 4 miler.
I feel that way about three, because with trying to get my 5K speed back up, I've been really feeling, not really minding, shall we say, respecting the 5K distance.
Oh, yeah, a fast 5K is tough.
Yeah.
Really.
But it's also, when you try and lay it out on the ground, you realise how far it is, you know?
Yeah.
I think, oh, I run down to the Beauvoir Square and back.
All right, mate.
No, it's much further than that.
Yeah.
You know, and then you think, oh, well, it's just around the block three times. But, oh, well, all I'm trying to say is it's not nothing.
No, well, it absolutely is. Well, you do your park run. You set off a little bit too fast because you're excited. You hit the first mile point. And then 2 minutes later, you're really tired.
Yeah.
It's hard work. That's it. A fast 5K.
Oh, I hope we can all get back to those park runs. Do you know, it's an ongoing thought. It was interesting what you said about how I feel about it. I'm much more reconciled to a different future. I suppose part of it is being used to looking forward to a future when you don't know when or what it might be.
Yeah.
I think I've got a bit better at that.
Right.
And whatever and whenever they are, I'm really looking forward to doing
it. Yeah, it'll be good fun. But I can't imagine us sharing bottles of water in the middle of marathons like we used to.
No.
Do you remember that?
Well,
people having a sip and passing it. You might not ever partake of that anyway, but I happily
could. Well, I don't want to use the plastic bottles, so it's all we're all learning and changing all the time, right?
Yeah.
It is funny some of the things you think of and remember. We were saying the other day, you know, someone saying, what if everyone's completely chilled out and everyone feels safe?
Yeah.
I said, in that case, when I do come back with my sort of comedy gig, then it's going to be, we're just going to, you know, rub our faces on each other.
Yeah.
I think there'll be
a bit of that. I think it's going to be pretty wild for some people in the summer. But yeah, listen, maybe. That was beautiful. That was really, really nice. That was like a steady 4 and a bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think we were going at a reasonable lick as well.
It felt a bit... I mean,
I'll tell you how far we went, Paul.
It's all relative.
We went just over 4.2.
Nice. Cool.
And
we'll go longer next week. As spring starts to come, we get closer to events, we'll start going out for
tell us
between an hour and an hour.
Prospective half marathon time is, and we'll do a number of episodes at exactly those lengths. I'm lying. We won't do that. We might do a
2 hour run at some point.
Oh, yeah, well, me and you should get out and run.
Just for strength. It'd just be good for strength to do that for me personally.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.